Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 30th of August. The inflation narrative continues today with some indication of consumer prices from many major economies. The United States has the most market-relevant information with the July personal consumer expenditure deflator as part of the personal income and personal spending data. The second quarter data was revised a fraction lower in yesterday's GDP report. The July data is seen as being essentially static, with the inflation rate hovering around 2.5% on the headline measure. That's not especially threatening. Of course, the inflation experience of many US households is actually lower than that, because while the fictitious owner's equivalent rent is of less importance to the personal consumer expenditure deflator than it is to the consumer price measure, it is still in there. This is an important point, because to the extent that inflation is now brought lower by a lower owner's equivalent rent, that will not change the reality of the inflation experienced in the real world by any US household. Spending power does not improve when owner's equivalent rent declines. Nonetheless, the consumption side of today's data should continue to show that middle-income US households are doing okay. That was the message from the revisions to the second quarter GDP data, although these should still be treated with caution as the data will be revised a lot in the coming years. Lower-income households are seemingly under a lot more pressure, but economic data tends to be plutocratic, not democratic, and it is the middle-income cohort that has more spending power and thus more influence over the reported statistics. Politically, of course, lower-income households do matter. One might argue that voting rules add a plutocratic bias to US voting behaviour, but the politics of inflation suggests that the economic pain of lower-income households and the perceptions rather than the reality of middle-income households will still dominate the political debate. Japan is somewhat defying the disinflation trends at the moment, with August Tokyo consumer price inflation rising to 2.6% year over year. An increase was expected, but this increase was somewhat larger than had been anticipated, albeit with a focus on food and fuel costs as the drivers. On the global definition of core inflation, the consumer price inflation measure rose by less than 0.1 percentage points year over year. That more limited core inflation increase certainly raises questions about whether Japan's increase in wages is sufficient to push through into prices. Japan's unemployment rate also rose unexpectedly in July, and it's back at levels not seen since early 2022. Europe continues to trickle out its inflation data with the flash August consumer price estimates from France. We won't be getting details here, but some subcomponents from August might plausibly be affected by the Paris Olympics, which will not necessarily impact spending power of consumers in France. Tourists pushing up hotel prices to attend the Games, for example, does not affect your average Parisian. Mega events can create short-term distortions in how data is reported. Nonetheless, the headline rate of inflation is expected to decline today, and this comes after some fairly sizable bursts of disinflation from Germany reported yesterday. The European Central Bank needs to keep reducing rates if it is to prevent a real monetary policy tightening. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.